Our daf today is daf vav. We're going to start in Hamud Bet from the words Vahaya b'chachet. Vahaya about 10 lines, 11 lines from the bottom. Vahaya b'chachet v'lo b'korban chachet. We had a braita yesterday that listed all sorts of drashot about the pasuk of Balta Acher, that you shouldn't delay in bringing your korban. And the end of the pasuk says Vahaya b'chachet. So what does that teach us? There's a chet for you, but not for your korban. Meaning, if that if you bring a korban and you promise to bring a korban and you don't bring it within a timely fashion, again depending on how you understand what the timely fashion is, you are punished. You have a chet, you have a transgression, but not your korban. Meaning your korban is not pasul. Your korban can still be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. So now they say, why are we learning this from here? V'hamehacha nafka. It can be learned from a different pasuk. So therefore, we don't need that drasha to teach us that, because it can be learned from somewhere else. Where is it learned from? Mida acherim, from the opinion of the others. Nafka. It comes from that place. Ditanya. Where do we see this? There's a braita that says, acherim omrim, yechol yehe b'chor shav rashnato kipsulei hamukdashim, v'yipasel. You might have thought that a b'chor that is no longer a year old, a b'chor is supposed to be brought within the first year. What if it passed its first year? So then you might have thought it's like the psulei hamukdashim v'yipasel. It's just like a korban that is pasul to bring to the Beit HaMikdash, like a baal mum, that as soon as it turns a year old, it already becomes pasul, and therefore it can no longer be brought. So just like the bechor, just like the korbanot that pass that become a baal mum can't be brought anymore, you might have thought the bechor also. Talmud lomar. Therefore, the puzzle comes to teach us it's not the case. You should eat before God. The maaser of your wheat, your wine, your olives, and the firstborn of your bakar and your tzon, your sheep and your cattle. Mekish bechor lemaaser behema. So because bechor and maaser are both mentioned, the tithin and the firstborn are both mentioned in this pasuk. Just like maaser, what's maaser? Maaser sheni, you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim your fruits and eat them in Yerushalayim. Now, if you bring ones from the year before, as soon as the year passes, it's not like anything happens to those fruits. You can still bring them to the Beit HaMikdash. Likewise, your bechor, just because he turns a year old, doesn't mean that he can no longer be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. What do we see from here? We see that there was no reason to have a pasuk to teach you v'haya b'chachet v'lo b'korban chachet if we can already learn it out from this pasuk about the bechor. So now they say, no, we're going to distinguish between bechor and korbanot. Just because we learn it by bechor doesn't mean we learn it by all the korbanot. Why? It's truth. You need it anyway. Salkadata chamina, you might have thought, hanini le'bechor, t'alav bar hatza'ahu. The bechor is not brought to appease God, it's not brought because you transgressed a sin. It has nothing to do with that aspect. Aval kodashim debnei hartzaan inu emalolir tzu. A korban has to be accepted. It comes for appeasement purposes. So you might have thought that since it comes for appeasement purposes, if you've already transgressed relating to this and you haven't brought it in time, then maybe God won't accept it anymore. But the bechor doesn't have that aspect. And therefore, the bechor is just something we're supposed to bring, but it doesn't have an issue of ritzui, of being accepted as appeasement. Therefore, you might have thought that sacrifices are different. Kamash from Anato, we need the trashat to tell you that it's the korban can still be brought after you've already transgressed Baal Ta'achim. You have done something wrong, but there's nothing wrong with the animal you've set aside for the korban. You can still bring it. Vakate, but still, there's another place where we could have learned this halacha. Mide ben Azai nafka. We can learn it from Ben Azai. Ditanya, Ben Azai omer, Ben Azai says, oto. The pasuk by pigul, when it comes to having the right kavanot, when you bring a korban, you have to have intent, the proper intent for the sacrifice. And if you mess up certain intentions relating to the sacrifice, it's considered pigul and you can't bring it. The pasuk says, by pigul, lo yeratzeh hamakriv oto lo yechashev lo, the one who sacrifices it, it doesn't count for him. Pigul yehiyeh, it's considered pigul. So now, It says, by the pasuk is extra. It says the word ocho. It could have just said hamakriv lo yechashev lo. The person who sacrifices is not considered him, but it doesn't have to say he who sacrifices it. Why does it say it? Matamud lomar lefish ne'amar lo ta'acher l'shamo, because the pasuk says you can't delay in bringing a sacrifice. Shomea ani af ma'acher nidro b'val yeratzeh. I hear from here that even one who's ma'acher his neder wouldn't be accepted as korban. Tamud lomar oto. Therefore, the pasuk says oto. Oto below yeratzeh ve'em ma'acher nidro below yeratzeh. Only he it relates to. Only the pigul has this issue of lo yeratzeh. But someone who doesn't bring a sacrifice in time, his promise in time, doesn't have that aspect. So what do we learn here? That Ben Azai already learns this halacha from somewhere else. So now to answer up this question, the Gemara is going to basically say, so let's learn something else from the words v'haya b'chachet. Let's not learn that. We already learned it. Ben Azai learned it from somewhere else. First of all, before we go on to see what they learn, we're going to see that there's a little bit of a problem. What's the problem? How could, it's true that Ben Azai says this, and it's no longer necessary, but right now, who's talking? The Amoraim. They live in the time of the Gemara. They're relating to Tanaitic sources that were written before their time period. They're relating to why is there a brayta that we learned when Ben Azai learns the same thing from somewhere else. So how could the answer be we're going to reject this brayta and change the words of the brayta? That's what the brayta said. The brayta learned that. So what they're going to say now is, it's not, the brayta does learn this halacha out from these psukim, but Ben, according to Ben Azai, who learns it from somewhere else, he must learn something else from those words. And that's what we're going to learn now, not what the brayta says about these words, but really the brayta still stands. However, according to Ben Azai, who learns this from somewhere else, he's going to now need to explain what does he learn from the words v'haya b'chachet. So now he's going to learn an interesting halacha. Ela b'chachet v'lo b'ish t'chachet. It's a sin for you, but not for your wife. What does that mean? If you are over on Baal Ta'achir, you don't do the mitzvah Baal Ta'achir, you don't bring your neder in time, what's going to happen? You get an Avera, but your wife doesn't. Okay, this is a little strange. Why would you think your wife would get an Avera? So the Gemara says, so it's Hayah b'chachet lo b'ish t'chachet. Sal kadah t'chamina, you might have thought, Ho'il va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'itema Rabbi Elazar. It wasn't clear whether Rabbi Yochanan said it, Rabbi Elazar said it. Ein ishto shel adam meta, ela en kein mevakshim mimenu mamon, ve'ein lo. For what does a woman, the wife of a man, die? She dies if you ask him for money, and he doesn't have to pay up. Shene'emar, v'im ein lecha l'shalem, lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. They quote a pasuk from Mishlei. It says, if you don't have the money to pay for it, why are they going to take your bed from underneath you, which they understand to be your wife? In other words, if you don't have to pay up, the pasuk is basically saying, try to make sure you have what to pay up, because otherwise they're going to take your bed from under you. And they understand that your bed from under you means they're going to take your wife away. So what's going on here? Why is a woman, before we get to what the Gemara is going to do with this and why this is a quest, why this is what you might have thought, how this works in the flow of the Gemara, first let's try to understand what this statement is talking about. Why is a woman responsible? Why would a woman of a man die if he doesn't have money to pay up? First of all, what is it talking about, pay up? Rashi explains that it's talking about from robbery, from theft. Meaning if you stole money and then you can't pay back the money, that's for when your wife is responsible. Some people explain on Rashi that it means that your wife was a conspirator with you and she was part of the robbery, and that's why she gets killed for this issue. Obviously, they're grappling with the fact that on the one hand, we have Ishbachet Oyuman, everybody dies for their own sins. So why, all of a sudden, is she dying for sins of somebody else? So they try to say that she's involved. Tosfot says, based on the Gemara in Shabbat says that Rabbi Natan Omer ba'avon nidarim meta ishto shel adam. And he quotes this pasuk. And here we're not talking about theft, we're talking about promises. And if a man makes a promise to pay money for something and then he doesn't have the money, then his wife is responsible. Again, we have to ask, why specifically are we blaming the wife for this issue?